Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the None of Your Business podcast. Sean and Lacey here with you. And today we've got for you a brand new None of Your Business short. You know, recently somebody approached me and said, you know, I listen to the podcast and I wish you guys would do more shorts. Mm-hmm. And so we promise you that into the new year, in 2024, we're promising you major changes to the podcast, changes to the podcast format, changes to the interview style. We're going to be interviewing in person, not through virtual. Everybody went virtual, and I get it, it's way easier, but we love the in-person interactions, and so we're going to be having that. We're going to have a new thumbnail, new intro music, yay, new everything. Let's talk about how you get there, though. How, you know, that's one change. We've been making lots of changes in our business slowly over time. It's interesting, but slowly over time, our business had kind of become not our business. There's a lot of influences from both internal and external influences. You watch a lot of stuff on social media. You are around mentors and coaches, and then internally your team. You have your culture and individuals that begin to shape and form your business. Well, this year was a year of cleansing, of renewal, and a reset for us to get our business marketing, sales, and then a lot of sort of the aesthetics, the format, the look and feel back to something that was more in alignment with who we feel like we really are.
Well, I think that's the hardest thing. I mean, like you said, there's so much information out there. There's shiny objects. There's lots of influence. And listen, part of being an entrepreneur and a business owner is testing things out and trying things on to see what fits. And I think for you and I, you know, we tried a lot of things like many of you do and just recognize, man, some of these things just don't fit. You know, they don't feel right when we do them. And so going back to what we know we do best and that we authentically love doing is what we know will make the biggest changes in our business.
So this is a time of year for everybody when they do a lot of reflection. So this might be a time for you to reflect on your business and then set yourself up, or maybe just make the changes, set yourself up for the changes, or just make the changes for next year, going into next year. I love the plus delta exercise. Maybe taking some time to sit and reflect. You know, this is a time of gratitude where everybody thinks about everything they're grateful for. Another way that we could frame that is, let's make a list of everything that's working really well in my business. But then at the on the other side of the page, we would make a list of everything that needs to be improved.
Yeah.
Right. Now, normally plus delta is what's working well, what needs to be improved, but we could also add then what needs to be eliminated. I think that would be an important list as well.
Well, I think this is a really important component. Like, a lot of people don't give themselves permission, number one, to change things, but number two, to get rid of things that they were told they need to hold on to. And that's what we're talking about. We had to reflect back and say, that's not working really well. And maybe actually it's working well in the way that it's creating revenue or delivering. But if it's not working well for you, you have to be able to get rid of those things.
Yeah, I think that sitting down and being honest with yourself about what truly is working well. So money is not the only indicator. Feel is also important. How does it feel? Does it feel good to you? Does it feel in alignment? Does it feel authentic? And then also, what needs to be improved? So these are things that, like you said, maybe they are working well, but they need to get more in alignment. But also sometimes two things just need a refresh. We talked about the None of Your Business podcast. Not that anything was wrong with
it. Just need to shift it slightly.
A little refresh. And so we've had some opportunities to shift the home of the podcast. We'll be broadcasting out of SoFi.
It needed a little facelift.
In California and Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Super excited. We'll be taping a lot of episodes next February at the NBA All-Star Games. We'll have tons of really cool guests. If you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you've done that, because you're going to want to see the episodes that are coming out late February, early March. There's going to be a lot of really great content there. But those are improvements. So that's not get rid of the podcast. That's just, hey, how can I take that and improve upon it? And I also think that you should look at the things that are working super well and look at how you can improve upon those as well.
Absolutely. And again, one of the important things is that I always tell people when you're reflecting back, like we said, you want to look at ROI. You want to look at how it feels to you. But most of the time, people are assessing, oh, did that feel good to do? Did I make money on it? But don't forget about time and bandwidth. You also have to look at when you're reflecting back on things is how much time did that take in order for me to get that done and in order for me to do it in that way. And you have to make sure that the time component is also in alignment with the ROI that you're receiving and the way that it feels. I think that's an important part of reflection as well that most people don't consider because sometimes, even if things are working well, you can get rid of something that's eating a lot of your time to free up time to do something that feels better and make you a whole lot more money.
The next part of that after we've kind of done an assessment is planning.
Yes. Right?
So beginning to plan out your year. This is something that's interesting to me. You know, we do a lot of events. We are talking about our sales revenue and profit event that's coming up in March in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be with David Meltzer, Ryan Stuman, Michael Port, and you and I speaking at this event. And so if you don't have tickets and you'd like to join us, jump over to www.blackdiamondclub.com. We would love to have you with us in person. You don't have to just listen to the podcast.
Nope.
You can join us in Dallas, and not just us, the two of us, but some amazing other people that will be presenting at the event as well. But what amazes me is when we say that. So I say that, hey, it's coming up March 2nd and 3rd, I believe it is, in Dallas. And then people are like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Like, wow, Meltzer, Stuman, Port, that sounds fantastic. I'd love to do that. That sounds amazing, but I don't know if I can make it. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Or we even have people that like in, February are like, oh, what are the dates again? Like, I'm trying to go. And I'm like, again,
can't
what
make
you
it. Yeah, why mean? Are you waiting so long?
Like,
had planned.
Yeah, so I was playing golf this weekend with a couple of guys, and they were sharing their experience with their daughters getting married. And one of them had a year lead up into the wedding. But a year ahead of time, can you imagine, like if our daughter was like, hey, so I'm engaged, I'm going to get married September 3rd, 2024, and you and I were like, gosh, that sounds great. I wish I could make it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. And then like, can you imagine like in August, I was like, what's the date again? Like, shoot, I hope I can make that work. Like things that are important to you. So when we talk about year end planning, there's dates that are important. There's commitments that you need to make to yourself. It's not to us. It's to yourself. That if you need training on marketing, if you need training on sales, if there's certain events where you can create relationship capital, if there's things that you need to be at, you plan for that.
Yeah.
Like you sit down and you literally plan for that. That's how you get them done.
Well, I think that's such good advice because I always tell clients when they're reflecting, like I also ask them like, how do you wish that, like what ROI or what outcome, what result do you wish those things could have given you when you're reflecting back on all your marketing, your sales, maybe your hires, whatever it is in that you did over the past year, what do you wish that looked like? And then the next question is, well, what could I have done to make it look that way? So once you're reflecting and then you say, what could I have done to make it look that way? Then you take those answers if it's something that you want to continue to do, and then you plan on the things that will allow you to make it look that way. So whether it's training, whether it's meeting somebody new, whether it's hiring a coach, whether it's traveling, spending more time with your family, whatever it is, but that has to go into the plan so that the reflection that you had actually becomes worthwhile so that you can execute on the reflection that's necessary to get you where you're trying to go.
Love that. And then lastly, you've got to make sure that you have two elements in place. One is your marketing plan. So you're going to lay that out. Like, how am I going to increase awareness about the thing that I do? That might include social media, content. You always have something to invite people to, offer events. And then once we hit events in our model, then now we've got to switch over. We've got to make sure that we have a clear sales rhythm. A lot of people are just all sales 24/7. There has to be an ebb and flow. There's times when we're selling. There's times when we're marketing, when we're creating awareness. There's times when we're sowing. There's times when we're reaping. They literally go hand in hand. There's a season for each. We don't sow all 365 days of the week and reap
or
all the year and then reap 365 days of the year as
right.
well.
Yeah. And the last thing I would add then, I think super important, is put in place a system for tracking. So you reflect, you plan, then you create a marketing calendar. You really should make sure that you have some way that you're tracking the results throughout the year, so that at the end of 2024, you're not trying to reflect back on something and forgetting important components of why you liked it, why you didn't like it, how it really worked. So figure out how to actually track all of these things in your plan, in your marketing calendar throughout the year as you're doing them, instead of waiting till December.
Anything else? No. Well, I hope that everybody begins their assessment of how 2023 went and then begins to create a plan, formulate a plan for 2024. If you need help with any of these things, you could reach out to our team. Reach out to Jane, jane@blackdiamondclub.com. We'd love to have a discussion with you to see where you are, what you need help with, and where you might fit into our ecosystem, whether it's in Book Yourself Solid, if you're more just getting started, or if it's in Black Diamond Club, if you're now looking to scale and move out of that growth phase, that hustle and grind, and now you're trying to scale because you've realized that you would like to still continue to earn more money while reclaiming your time back. Check us out, www.bookyourselfsolid.com or www.blackdiamondclub.com, or reach out to Jane, jane@blackdiamondclub.com. 2024 might be the year that you finally decide to work with Sean and Lacey. We would love to have you along for the ride if it's a part of your plan. All right, everybody, we will come back next week. We'll try to top this short, but we promise you in 2024, many more shorts from Sean and Lacey and the None of Your Business podcast.